Welcome back to the Career Myths Podcast, where we separate fact from fiction in your career journey. I'm your host, Jennifer Manghese, and today we're diving into a topic that's often misunderstood but talked about constantly in the workplace, unprofessional behavior. What is unprofessional these days? Is it wearing something inappropriate to a meeting, dropping the occasional swear word, or speaking without proper etiquette? The truth is, the line between professional and unprofessional isn't always so clear. And even more surprising, some of the people labeled as unprofessional may actually be serious, reliable, and capable, despite how they appear on the surface. Stick around as we explore how these myths can lead to false perceptions and limit opportunities, and what being unprofessional really means in today's workplace. Let's get started. What is unprofessional these days? I think that is such a good question, and one that I am constantly wondering the answer to, because I see so many different types of behaviors in the workplace that it honestly makes me think, did I get super conservative overnight? Or am what I'm seeing and witnessing, is that normal? Like, I just feel like professional behavior, or what is coined as that, has changed a lot because work environments have changed. The way that you can show up for work and present yourself at work has changed. So I get it. You know, maybe you don't wear a suit and tie to work every day and speak super proper in a meeting. But I don't know. I feel like there are certain lines that should not be crossed. An example is profanity. I feel like if you are someone that is constantly cursing at work, I just don't feel like that gives off the best impression to those around you. You might have a bad day and maybe slip a curse word here or there. But if you're just like cursing nonstop, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Or wearing clothes that instantly draw attention to yourself and not in a good way. I feel like, yes, you can be fashionable, or you can wear something that is comfortable for you to wear, but I just don't think that whatever you wear to work is something that people should be fixated on, if that makes sense. Because if they're just staring at what you look like, then what about everything else that you bring to the table? And the emotions have gotten, I feel like, a bit out of hand for me as well. If you work in a stressful work environment, yeah, you might need to blow off some steam, go for a walk, take a break, have a coffee. But slamming items and raising your voice and just really taking out your frustration on your work environment and those around you, I feel like that is not the best way to deal with it. So I wanted to talk about unprofessional people here today, although it might be difficult for me to even define what unprofessional is, but those are some examples that I just mentioned. And in the plainest, simplest state, I think it is someone that makes you feel cringy, or in their presence, you're just like, oh, yikes. So I'll let you marinate on that, and we're going to get into some myths around unprofessional people in the workplace. Let's get into it. Our first myth today is that unprofessional people are not serious about their job. This is fascinating. This is actually very fascinating. But unprofessional people can be extremely serious about their job. In fact, they will tell you how important their job is. And not just that it's their livelihood, not just that maybe they have a family, but unprofessional people will work extremely hard. Like, being a professional has nothing to do with how serious you feel about your job, which sounds crazy, but maybe if you are an unprofessional person, you just haven't had the training. Maybe you just haven't seen what it means to be professional at work and why it can make an impact on how you're able to grow. Now, I unfortunately have been around a lot of unprofessional people in my career, and I myself have been unprofessional at times as well. I mean, I think we can all think back to a time where we were like, oh, I don't think I should have said that, or maybe I shouldn't have acted that way in that instance. But that being said, even with the mistake you might have made, were you serious about your job? Oh, I have always been serious about every job that I have held because I take my work seriously and I have a good work ethic. So just because you have an unprofessional moment doesn't mean you are not serious about your job. Maybe some of you are thinking, oh, I know people who are unprofessional and unserious about their job. Well, yes, they exist as well. Well, I wonder, like, what are they even doing at work? Because I feel like if you're going to be unprofessional and you're going to be unserious about your job, then couldn't there be some other activity that you're engaged in where you're not, like, just inflicting that onto others? Spending so much time at work as it is, I feel like we don't need people like that to, like, stir things up, you know? But when it comes to behaviors at work and what's appropriate versus not appropriate, I think that everyone has some kind of training for that. And whether it's an entry-level job or you've been working for a while, every organization has a different type of training when you first start working there. And those trainings are not all created equal. And you might be partnered with someone who can show you the ropes, or maybe you have a really great boss who's a good mentor to you, or maybe your colleagues are extremely helpful and show you things. But sometimes we end up in workplaces where our peers and coworkers are not professional, and so what they're training us is not professional because they're not professional. So I think it comes down to what you have been around, what you have seen. Have you gotten the training where you know what makes a difference in terms of that at work? And it's kind of one of these things where it's like you only know what you know. So some people are completely unaware that what they are doing is unprofessional because that is what they're used to and that is what they have seen. So if you see someone at work or I don't know, in a work environment and you automatically think to yourself that they're not serious about their job, maybe consider where their lack of professionalism comes from, their background, their training, what are their jobs they've had prior to the one they're currently in, or who else they work with. And that might inform you a little bit more to their behavior. But let's not automatically skip to the thought that they're not serious about what they do, because that very well might not be true at all. Our next myth is that unprofessional people are unreliable. Can I tell you something? It's actually insane what a myth this is, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But unprofessional people tend to be your most reliable people. And I don't know that I can explain it, but I'm going to try. I have said this before, I worked in retail, and I go back to retail a lot because I did love it, but it was, till there's a lot of drama, let me tell you. But when it came down to working at this particular store, it was a store that I helped to open, so there was a lot to do, and the people that I worked with were very nonchalant about their job. I mean, it was just, yeah, I'll get there, I'll do this, I'll work, whatever. But they weren't, like, really committed to their role. But let me tell you, when it came to opening that store and working like 12-hour days and unboxing items and steaming garments and hanging everything in size order, I mean, they were there to work. And it, quite honestly, is something that has stuck with me for many years, because just because someone's behavior is one way is completely independent of another characteristic. So, and I mean, those people that I worked with at that period of my life never skipped a day of work, never called out sick. If they needed to take time off, they were putting that time off in like a month in advance. Very, very reliable. Some of the things that they were saying while they were on their job, maybe not the best to say around customers. Or maybe they were coming to work hungover, not very well groomed, and all of that. But they were there. And they were there on time, and they were really showing up when it mattered. So just because you might see someone who has these unprofessional behaviors doesn't mean that they're not going to be there when it counts. And it's such an interesting thing to think about, because you would think that someone who is really just coasting by, that why would they feel any sense of responsibility to a job if it feels like they don't care at all? But there is something that kicks in for people at a point where they're like, if I don't have this job, then I can't pay my bills. If I can't pay my bills, then I'm on my own. If I'm on my own, what do I do? And then the panic starts to kick in, right? So I think at a point, everyone realizes they have to keep their job, because if they lose it, they will be much worse off than they currently are. So the unprofessional behavior aside, when they need to be reliable, they are, and they use that as leverage, which is so tricky, so tricky. But I can't knock it because I have been impressed. I will admit, it's a very clever game to play. You're not fooling me. I know you've seen it too. But yeah, those unprofessional people, they can really be reliable when they know that you're looking for any reason to do something about that unprofessionalism. And then they show up smiling, ready to go. Our last myth today is that unprofessional people lack self-awareness. One would think that maybe that would explain why someone is chewing their gum and pulling on it in the middle of a meeting, or playing music loudly at their desk, or talking over others when they're trying to speak. There's a lot of bad behavior at work that can make you really question things. But that doesn't mean that the person who's doing it lacks self-awareness. Actually, they probably are extremely self-aware. They know what they're doing. And maybe they just don't care. Of course, there's people that exist like that. They're going to act the way they want to act because that's what they feel like doing, and they don't care if you like it or not. There are also people who are extremely blunt in their communication style, and it can be off-putting, and it can be very difficult to hear and have to respond to, but that's their style, and they're going to keep communicating that way. Doesn't mean that they're doing so intentionally. But people tend to make conscious choices about how they present themselves at work, and that can be something that is shared with colleagues, and it can be something that they keep to themselves. But at the end of the day, everyone is aware of what they're doing. It's not like you unknowingly behave a certain way. And some people choose to change their behavior and improve their behavior when they notice it probably isn't the best, whereas others keep going, and some even get worse and worse over time, depending on how big of a monster they become. So it really comes down to how that person views their unprofessionalism and if it's something that they want to continue to do or not. But it definitely doesn't mean that they lack self-awareness. I actually beg to differ. I'm sure that they have a lot of self-awareness and know exactly what they're doing, and it's strategic and it's for a reason. And those are probably the people you have to watch out for if you want to know the truth. Because they are trying to incite some kind of reaction from others. And that reaction can be very different from person to person or from situation to situation. But they're doing it because they want you to have a response to it. It's almost like they are challenging you. I keep yelling, if I keep cursing, if I keep slamming down an object, if I keep wearing something inappropriate to work, I challenge you to say something to me about it. There are people like that. And they want to see how far they can take it. For what purpose? I don't know. That's, I think, a little bit more psychological than I'm willing to get into at this moment in time. But it definitely is on purpose. So the next time you are around someone who is behaving badly at work and you're really questioning why, think about what their reasons may be. What do they have to gain from it? What are they hoping you will do? Do you think they're hoping that you will speak to them about it? Do they want you to be uncomfortable? What's the reason? Because no one acts that way just because. So I will leave you with that. So there you have it, three common myths about unprofessional behavior debunked. We've learned that just because someone acts in ways that don't fit traditional workplace norms doesn't mean they're not serious about their job, that they're unreliable, or that they lack self-awareness. In fact, these individuals might bring unique strengths to the table, and labeling them as unprofessional could limit their potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Career Myths podcast. I hope today's episode helped you think differently about what it means to be professional in today's ever-changing workplace. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might find it helpful. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Mangese, and this has been the Career Myths podcast, where we separate fact from fiction in your career journey. Thank you so much.